Hey everyone, and welcome back to the next episode of the Homeschool Connection. It is Tuesday, and I hope you all had a fabulous weekend and you were able to get your checklist, you know, boxes checked off, and you were able to relax or spend some time with your family or, you know, whatever you had on your to-do list for the weekend. I hope that you were able to get it done. For us, it has been an absolutely insane few days, and I don't know why. I think the biggest thing is that with our diet, we spend so much time at the grocery store that it feels like it's a never-ending shopping trip. And I know that sounds silly, but when you're eating, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables like every night, you know, you feel like you're at the grocery store more times than you're anywhere else. And so, yeah, that's what we've been doing, is trying to sit down and plan out, you know, what fruits and vegetables that we can buy that we know are going to last for a little bit, you know, that we could keep on hand and, you know, get a stockpile of or whatever. And then, you know, just trying to figure out the best grocery stores to go to get what we need. And yeah, so it has been an adventure. I am here for all the tips and tricks. So if you've got any ideas, throw them my way. I always link all of my social media channels and things like that, so you can find me. And yeah, drop me a message and tell me what things work for you and your family. If you are the type of family that, you know, meal prep and that kind of thing, what works for you. So, yeah, that's it. So today's episode, I wanted to talk about how to simplify your homeschool. And what I mean by that is, it, just like it sounds, making it easier for you and your children. That way you're not feeling so stressed out that you feel like you can't do this. And what I mean by this is homeschooling your children. You made this decision for a reason, and, you know, it's for various reasons, different, you know, causes or anything like that, but you don't want to give up, right? We all know that sometimes it's just something that doesn't work out and your children end up going back into public school. But if you're the type of family that, you know, you really don't want to send your kids to public school, and you will cross, you know, whatever ocean you need to do to make sure that things, you know, go down the pipeline smoothly. Yeah, this making it simplified is one of the biggest focuses. So I had some tips and things that I wanted to pass along to you. And hopefully, you know, if you haven't heard of any of these or you're not doing them already, maybe they'll be helpful to you. So one of the first ones is to focus on the main subject areas of teaching your children. So this can be like writing, language arts, math, those kind of things, because those are the core subjects that your children are going to need to succeed, right? So especially, you know, during the early years, you can cover things like science and history and stuff like that. But I know for us, we try to do a lot more board games or lap books, different science projects. Like I remember I purchased a book, gosh, it's probably been a few years ago. I think I still have it because we didn't finish them. And then I also have a science book through Usborne that I purchased that has like tons of science. What do you call it? Oh, the word just left my, my mouth. Science experiments. That's what I'm looking for. So it has tons of science experiments in it. And, you know, a couple of them only took a few things. It was things that, you know, most people have in their house, like baking soda and things like that. So it wasn't like I had to run out to the grocery store and purchase this like exorbitant, you know, whatever, to do this science experiment. But, you know, having things like that on hand, picture books. So like if you're teaching history or social studies, having some type of history book that has like pictures, things like that, you know, those things are always great to have on hand when it comes to teaching science and history or geography. Because, you know, when they're younger, even if state requirements say you have to cover history and science, I know some states say, you know, in right at the start, you know, in kindergarten, go ahead and start covering these subjects. But, you know, they don't list like the number of hours or days or whatever that you're supposed to spend on those subjects. So it kind of gives you the freedom to choose, you know, how many days a week you do those subjects or how much time you spend on them. But like I said, using simplified things to help teach is so helpful. And making sure that you're choosing a curriculum that's going to work for your family. Now, I have said this, I don't know how many times, if you purchase a curriculum and you just don't like it, or a workbook or whatever it is, and it just ends up not working out, toss it in the air and find something that does work. Because I don't want you or your child to become so frustrated that, you know, it's like you both make the moaning, groaning noise right at the beginning of your school day, and you both know what's coming, right? It's going to be tantrums and crying and all those things, and you don't want that. So choosing a curriculum that, you know, ranges from complicated to a gazillion steps and pieces and things like that is just, it's going to be really, really bad. So if you can find something that is super, super simple to, you know, even if it's just like print this page and then, you know, work on this and then play a game that has something to do with this, super easy, right? You did it and you're done. Just, you know, make it simple for you and your child and make sure that they are learning that core subject at the same time. Another tip that I saw was to supplement with subscription boxes. Now, I know that, you know, we have subscriptions for everything and they can be pricey. You know, we have Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime, and, you know, maybe some of you have Chewy.com and some of you get the, the Fit Fab Fun Box or whatever. We know those all things can be pricey. So having some type of subscription box, you know, that your children can enjoy is something that is also something that you can pair in with your homeschool curriculum. So I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm going to, you know, this is a horrible way for me to self-promote, but it's one of the things that I actually started looking into when I started the Homeschool Connection was subscription boxes. And, you know, it seemed to be the craze at the time, and everybody's been, you know, talking about subscription boxes. So, you know, that is something that I do offer on my website. So you can either get a craft box or a subscription box. They can be monthly or a one-time thing if you just want to, you know, kind of check it out. There's no commitment, you know, like contract to have certain months and things like that. You know, you can purchase one for 1 month, and if you don't like it, it's fine. You know, my feelings are not going to be hurt. But I would like some feedback to kind of tell me, okay, if this part didn't work, or you thought that this was, you know, not really something that fit, those are definitely things that I want to hear, because that helps me to help future customers. So like with the subscription boxes, I have craft subscription boxes and, like I said, the regular ones. And with the regular subscription boxes, you can choose to add in any unit study from my website, or if you would like one made, you can let me know kind of what you're looking for. And then also a craft and some other items that I put in there as well that kind of go with the unit study that you choose. So it's definitely something that you can think about. And I know there's other ones out there like KiwiCrate and Little Passports and things like that. So if they're in your budget and it's something that you're thinking about, it's definitely a way to supplement your children's education and to kind of, you know, throw in some extra things to where you're not constantly having to figure out what next, right? And the next tip that I saw was to outsource subjects. Now, when you think about this, you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be expensive, right? but it doesn't have to be. You can outsource, you know, by asking your husband or spouse or partner to take over a certain subject. If you just have something going on that day and you're super, super busy, but your spouse is home and can help out, definitely, you know, outsource that work and say, hey, like I know right now, my husband is helping my boys with our Lego unit study while I do my podcast. So shout out to the husband for helping out there. And also using audiobooks to kind of read over certain things. So like, you know, if you're doing a unit study on a particular, like a biography or something like that, finding an audiobook that has to do with the particular subject that you're covering is definitely a way to outsource as well. So you would be able to get some things done while your kids are listening to the audiobook. And then there's so many free options out there. So, you know, you've got YouTube, Khan Academy, which my children love to use. The Hour of Code is amazing on there. If your children are looking to get into coding or, you know, video game coding, anything like that, definitely check out Khan Academy. Hands down, that is an amazing site to even just learn the basics. Like if you're wanting to get into it, but you really have no idea where to start or any of the language or anything like that, definitely using Khan Academy because they teach you the basics, the lingo, that kind of thing. And so it's not something that, you know, you're going to put yourself in and you're going to be stuck right away. And then, of course, there's always co-op classes, you know, with formal things. So, you know, you can have a co-op that teaches art, music, things like that. And so that also helps your children to get the socialization aspect, but also to be able to learn a particular, you know, subject. And then, of course, being outside, you know, that is one that most people don't really think about as an outsource. It's like, huh. But that's PE, right? So if you don't want to purchase like a PE program or have your kids stay inside and jump around, you know, if you can just get them out even for 10, 15 minutes out in the fresh air, that is definitely something, you know, that will help. And so last but not least, prioritizing your children's passions. Now, I always talk about this and I've talked about it in a couple of podcasts prior to. You know, things that your children are into, spending time with them and finding out the things that, you know, your kids love and or things that they even want to experiment with. You know, I know with my daughter, she loves to crochet. So being able to purchase yarn for her so she can make different projects is definitely a way that I prioritize her passion. And just like with my boys, with drawing and things like that. So I always make sure, you know, that they have drawing supplies on hand so that they can, you know, draw at their leisure. So this can also involve things like cooking, reading comprehension, frosting for cookies, cooking, the history of it and things like that. So making sure that you prioritize what your kids love and to make sure that you are giving them kind of the springboard, if you will, to jump off of that, to be able to see what other things that they're interested in. Because I always feel like just because there's one thing that they're interested in and they do that hardcore for a few months doesn't mean that there's nothing else that they're interested in. I'm sure that there are other things. I know that, you know, if you have a child who's interested in video games, they're going to play video games, but what does that springboard off of that they may be interested in next? So for my son, Matthew, he's a big time video gamer. And so that sprung into us talking about him possibly starting up a YouTube channel and, you know, showing people walkthroughs and things like that with games. So, you know, there's various things that you can talk about with your kids just to kind of help kind of gauge where you think their interests are or things that they may, you know, may be interested in that they hadn't even thought of. So that is the episode for today. Just simplifying your homeschool, because like I said at the beginning, you don't want to get into homeschool and then all of a sudden overwhelm yourself. And then you're like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Start out with a why of why you want to homeschool and stick to it. Write it down if you have to. And anytime, you know, you feel like things just aren't working out, or, you know, things are dragging that day or whatever, that you can be able to pull that piece of paper out and read what you wrote down and to be able to remember why you started homeschooling. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and make sure to come back on Friday for our next Feature Friday. Who knows what game it's going to be? We've played a couple and we have a few others that we're looking at. So we're always trying to bring, board games into the homeschooling aspect. So, or if you have any suggestions of games that we should check out, you know, come on over to my Facebook page or my Instagram and let me know what games we should check out, because we're always looking for suggestions. So I will talk to you guys on Friday, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Bye. We'll be right back.